Blog Talk Radio.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you. Time is gonna be hard and slow for the rest of my life. Gonna be thinking about you. Yes, I am. Time came when you had to go. I'll miss you, my buddy. I'll miss you, my friend. In your finest hour, I was there with you. And without you, things won't be the same. But there's a higher power that we answer to. And you heard him calling your name. Really gonna miss you. Everything about you, your smiling face. Yes. I know you want us all to be strong. Really gonna miss you. I know you've gone to that magic place. Singing you a brand new song. I'll miss you, my buddy. I'll miss you, my friend. I promise my love for you.
Robinson, really gonna miss you. And good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Delicious Talk Radio, the segment bringing sexy back. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Here on Delicious Talk Radio, we discuss topics of sexual nature, but not limited to social topics such as relationships, current affairs, and just good old adult conversations. We don't discuss religion or politics. That's a no-no on this show. We also have the most fascinating guests of Blog Talk Radio on our show. Of course, this couldn't be done without my great co-host and you, my faithful listening audience. We are here to entertain, and you might even learn a thing or two. We do appreciate how you guys participate by asking your questions and making comments. Please continue to support the number one blog talk radio show station, Delicious Talk Radio. Spread the word. Let your friends know that we're here every Wednesday at our new time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for their listening pleasure. Our shows are rated M for the mature listening audience, 18 and above. This evening's show is dedicated in memory of one of our own, the Mouth of the South, who brought her listeners the news and celebrity gossip every Wednesday, and my friend, the late Christina Brown, better known as Miss Kane. Yes, Miss Kane has passed on. She passed last February the 11th. She went into the hospital to have minor surgery and complications set in, and she passed on. So, you know, I was friends with Miss Kane for a good few years, but how we met was I used to co-host a show back in 2000, I think it was 2009 or 10, with Lamont Carey, and she was on the show one evening making comments, and so we sort of like clicked like that because she invited me to come to her show and listen to her show, and I did, and then she asked me to, you know, be her co-host, and I asked her to be my co-host, so the relationship developed from there. I mean, the friendship developed from there. And I was over there with Ms. Kane for until I think it was 2012, you know, helping her co-host her show. And then she got a new co-host, Ms. Tammy Gibbs, out of New York. And Tammy Gibbs is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful co-host. And Miss Kane was something. I mean, she was her exterior was really, she had a tough exterior, but her inner exterior was, you know, was just like a pussycat. You know, she was a person who would do anything for anybody, and basically she always got the short end of the stick. But she also interviewed a lot of celebrities on her show. I remember we interviewed what's that girl's name? Michelle Kay. Kay Michelle, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Kay Michelle, but we interviewed her on her show and a couple of other celebrities, you know, when I was over there co-hosting with her. And she, of course, helped me co-host some of my shows as well. And Miss Kane even wrote a book. Yes, she did. She wrote a book, but she was waiting for, you know, the right time to have it published. But unfortunately, she never got it published. But I read the manuscript, and I was completely surprised at, you know, her writing that book and the things that she put in that book. I'm just saddened that she never got the book published. But she did write a book, and she also promoted shows. She was from Dalton, Alabama. I think she was originally from Miami, but I'm not going to say that because I'm not sure. But I do know that she lived in Dalton, Alabama, and she was talking about moving to Atlanta at one point. But, you know, things happen, and she never made that trip. So she had two children who she doted over. Her son, Devont, I think his name was Devont. She called him Vot-Vot. And she just, you know, loved her kids. And not to say that she didn't have complications and different things going wrong in her life, as we all do, but Miss Kane, you know, her upbringing was sort of not to her liking. And so she sort of like was rebellious towards that, and she lost her mom, and she was brought up by her grandmother, I think. But and me and Miss Kane, we had our ups and downs as well, but you know, we always managed to compromise and you know, to get back into the groove of things, and you know, still remain friends. We've never met in person. We talked on the phone extensively. You know, she sent me emails, texts, and, you know, she was very supportive of my writing career as well, because she did purchase all of my books from Back to Zero to you know, every one of my books she's purchased. So she's a true supporter. And, she, you know, she was just a soldier. She was a good person. But she had her demons as well, as we all do. And she dealt with them the way that she wanted to deal with them. And, you know, that's why she had such a, people would look at her, at her outside, opposed to her insides. But I saw her insides, and her insides were, you know, know, so far different than her outside. So, you know, it's just so much that I can say that it would probably take me longer than the show that I set it up for. But once I left Miss Kane, and I think I was writing my last book, and I was just, you know, so into that until I couldn't help her anymore on her show. But she got an excellent, excellent, excellent co-host, Tammy Gibbs. Miss Gibbs also has her own Blog Talk Radio show as well called That's Entertainment. So if you ever get a chance to listen to her, she's on every Wednesday, I think at 10. Sometimes she switches her times up because she's had a lot of celebrities on her show as well. So if you get a chance, you know, get over there and listen to Tammy Gibbs, That's Entertainment. Okay, I was really saddened when I found out on Facebook that she was, you know, going through what she was going through. I had spoken to her maybe I think the week before that she was going in to have her surgery because she had told me what she was going in for. And then a mutual friend of hers had inboxed me and asked me questions that I know that because they had had her dead before she had even died. But, you know, so I said, well, I hadn't, you know, heard or seen anything. So I went over to her page, and her daughter was managing her page and, you know, said that her mom was in the hospital and they had her on a respirator. Now, like I had mentioned earlier, she had only went in for minor surgery, and something went terribly wrong. I mean, you know, and, you know, it's sad when something like that happens because we don't look for that. You know, you go for minor surgery, look to go in and come out, especially the surgery that she had. And then when I heard that she had passed, she went in the hospital on the, I think it was the 4th, because she did her show that Wednesday. And she went in the hospital on the 4th, so, you know, just hearing this and hearing that. And the last thing I heard, I think she passed on the 11th of February. And, you know, it was really a shock to me. And, you know, I was very saddened by it, like I had mentioned, because we had developed a friendship. And we've never met in person, you know. But I had mentioned to her that when I did get a chance and the time that I was going to come and visit her in Alabama, but the time never permitted it. But I am glad that we had the friendship that we had. So if anybody's out there listening and you had any memories that you want to share about Miss Kane, or, you know, something you want to talk about, you know, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. Again, the number is 646-652-2877. And I'm also going to play her last show that she did on a Wednesday, because her shows came on every Wednesday at 9. I think they came on at 9 or 10. And she always did celebrity gossip and news, and she got that gossip to a T. You hear me? She let you have it. And she got information that you wouldn't even hear in the newspaper or anything like that. But she was up on her game when she did her celebrity gossip and giving up the news. Miss Kane had it going on. So with that being said, if you feel that you want to call in and give a shout out, or, you know, say something about Miss Kane that you may have shared a moment with her, a conversation with her, or, you know, you may just know her, or you just want a shout out, you know, call in. The number is 646-652-2877. And I'm going to get ready and play her show, and I want to say if her daughter's listening, you know, I hope everything's going well for you and your brother. And you guys are in my prayers, and I, you know, just wish I could have been there for support for you guys. But it was just so untimely how she just was here today, gone tomorrow, you know. But like I said, I did get to speak with her, that week before she went into the hospital. So anyway, here is Miss Kane's last show. Listen. Oh, someone has their hand up. Let me see what this listener wants. Good evening, listener. You're on the air. Can I help you?
Hey, Delicious. How you doing?
I'm okay. Who am I speaking to?
Don Calypso, your favorite abominable Haitian.
Hey, darling, how are you?
I am well. I saw the link that when you posted on my Facebook. Yeah, it's, you know, I still got, it still kind of gives some kind of twinge of pain when I think about this, because right before she went in surgery, like, I had corresponded with her, and I kept trying to reassure her because she was deathly afraid, and I was trying to reassure her. But the thing is, I mean, for her, it was scheduled. For my wife, the same procedure was done kind of as an emergency following the birth of our child. And my wife was in ICU for 2 days and almost died. I mean, I don't know. When I found out she passed away, I really felt bad because here I was trying to get her, you know, I was like, hey, come on, don't make a big deal. It'll be all right.
Right.
And she has very good reasons to be afraid.
Right. But
and
I had
people,
with
I should have known that, you know, but so. Man.
Yeah. I don't know. I spoke with her the week before that, and she had mentioned to me that she was going into the hospital. You know, and she had told me so. She said, she had mentioned to me that she was afraid. So I said, well, you know, everything's going to be okay. You know, I said, I'm going to pray for you, and you pray, and, you know, everything's going to be all right. But, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't, you know. So, you know, I was totally, totally, totally blown away, you know, because I think you had sent me the inbox asking me what was going on, because I didn't know, you know, what was going on. Until I went over
I
to
was
her Facebook
just looking
page.
At it right now. I mean, the last actual inbox conversation we had on Facebook was exactly about that, exactly 1 year ago.
Yes.
Because I was off messaging that, you know, I'm listening, and I looked, and I'm like, the very last thing I sent you was to let her know to let you know about that, and you had said you spoke you know, that you spoke to her daughter and what happened. This whole thing makes me shiver because it just reminds me of how close I came to losing my wife. And, you know, here I was trying to comfort her, you know, reassure her it's going to be all right. And then next thing.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, even though when we go into surgery, it's no guarantee that everything is going to go okay. But the fact of the matter is, you know, minor surgery, things are not...
No, it was not minor.
Right, well, I'm just saying, you know, that because so many women have had that surgery but and has came through it, but I'm just saying, you know, you never expect not to come... You know, you're always looking for the coming out of the surgery, because I've had a couple of surgeries myself. And, you know, when I come back, I'm saying, oh, I'm back, you know. But, you know, you always are thinking something's going to happen. Because I worked in a hospital for over 20-some years, and I know some horror stories, okay? Some horror stories of people in the operation table and not making it. And the reason why, you know, and it wasn't because of the surgery. It was basically a malpractice on a doctor doing something wrong. You know, so that's, you know, something that crossed my mind when I heard that, you know, she died. I said, oh, my goodness, what in the world went wrong? You know,
well,
but
I have two hypotheses. First of all, I think her situation, it was a little worse than she led on to us. You know, like, she did give some hints. I mean, she had confided in me what was going on, but I think it was worse than she told. But second...
Right.
After she passed away, I forgot which other show I was listening to where people were talking about in Dothan, Alabama, where she was living, as to how some hospital, they some of the nefarious stuff going on. So, I mean, I don't mean to sound conspiracy theorist after a year and stuff, and I want to open up old wounds, but I've come to suspect there may have been some foul play because of the endemic racism over there in the medical system. But I don't have any, I don't have anything. I can only say my speculation. I cannot make any. I have no proof. But yeah. Anyways, like I said, that I'm not gonna stick around. I actually just made it home, and it's, you know, this thing kind of really bring back bad memories, but. She is missed. I used to enjoy her celebrity gossip show.
Yes.
It hasn't been the same.
No, it hasn't.
BTR hasn't been the same since she's been gone, but I'm glad you're doing this show in memory of her, you know.
Yes. And you know, it's just because I've lost so many friends. So many of my friends are dead, you know, so I just feel this is the least that I can do, even though we've never met in person, but I just feel like I've known her, you know, a good many years, and we got along. Like I said, we had our ups and downs, our ins and outs, but we always managed to come full circle. You see what I'm saying? So, yes, this show is dedicated to Miss Kane, and I'm getting ready to play her last show, the last show she did before she went into the hospital. So,
all right, delicious.
Thanks
well,
for calling, darling. And if
no
you can
problem.
listen, and if not, you can listen to the archives of this show, okay?
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you, darling.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That was Don Calypso. And also, he did a few shows with over there with me and Miss Kane as well. So thanks, Don Calypso, for that. And like I said, we're going to listen to the very last show that Miss Kane did before she passed. Enjoy this show.
There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry! Switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is your boy, Chad Ripken, Bay Area Zone, kicking it with Miss Kane, the mouth of the South, raw and uncut at Blog Talk Radio. Let's show them how we do things.
Well, what's going on, people? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Miss Kane Show, giving you the business live, raw and uncut on this cold, wintry, freaking night. Yes. Anyway, I hope that everyone is doing okay and feeling okay, doing great, and that's what it is. Joining me is my lovely co-host, as always, to help give y'all the business as well. It's Miss Tammy Jones Gill. How you doing, Miss Gill?
I'm doing great. What's up, everybody?
Oh, well, people, we're going to try to be serious around this thing tonight. We're going to be talking about the fate of Bobby Christina. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I done heard so much stuff surrounding this whole situation, Tammy. You know, before I get into that, I'm going to just press pause right there. Girl, did you see in the headlines that Warren Sapp had got arrested for prostitution?
Yeah, I saw that.
First of all, him and what's the little dude's name that used to be on the Moesha show? Moesha, little brother.
What is the guy name?
They both was in the area at the same damn time, and that dude, he was following too closely to the police or some shit, and they stopped him, and he failed a breathalyzer. His breathalyzer test was like 1.09, and they found some weed or something in the car. But honey, these folks know they crazy, Tammy. But what's up with the boy?
His name is Marcus Polk. Yeah, he was arrested in Scottsdale, Arizona, over the weekend. busted for DUI and drugs.
Have mercy. They talking about Warren. Well, I mean, God, I don't, you know, I really don't know what to say about these damn celebrities, you know what I'm saying, because really, nigga, and then the prostitutes are the one who called the fucking police talking about he was in there beating up on them or some shit. Oh, my God, have mercy. I'm going to need y'all chose to get it together. But anyway, we gonna have to cut this show a little. We're going to end in 30 minutes tonight. We ain't doing overtime, goddammit. I'm sorry, people. I got to be up at 4 something in the morning. My surgery is tomorrow. I hope that everything goes okay so I can come back in a month's time. It might not even be a month, but when I feel up to it, to give y'all some more of this business that we always give y'all, juicy gossip, all that shit. So keep your girl in your prayers and shit. Have mercy. But anyway, getting into the story about Bobby Christina, like I told y'all last night, we was going to hold off on some of the stuff that we was going to be talking about. Well, Tammy, you ain't going to believe this. I seen a story, and I'm really trying not to roll with too much shit that I done heard, because you never know what's true and what's not true. Yes, I am in radio, but some things I try not to just run straight off the motherfucking bat with. You don't run with everything that you fucking hear. I'm just not that type of person. I mean, I'm just not. But if it's some juicy shit and I know it's some truth to that shit, then, yeah, I'm going to give y'all ass some motherfucking business on it. That's what it is. But anyway, they said that, okay, basically that she's brain dead. Now, I see some stories that she had opened her eyes and all of that stuff. You know, and then she had some eye movement, whoop de whoop, whoop de whoop. But I read a comment from somebody that was, I guess, knows a lot about the brain, and they had a family member or something to go through the same type of situation, kind of something similar. But anyway, it said that basically her body is shedding out, that she's not recovering, that she's dying off. Because that's what happens when you get ready to die, is that you start to, your body starts to go through some type of shit, and you will open your eyes and have movement of the eyes, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to recover. It means that your body is just getting ready to accept the fact that you're fit to die. I don't want Bobby Christina to die. However, it's not looking good for her. It's really not. She was left up, she was up underwater for, 2 to 5 minutes too long. And if she do recover, she's going to have some significant brain damage. Basically, what I get from it is that she's going to be in a vegetable state. And I know Bobby, Bobby Brown, he gave a statement that basically he wants people to respect their family privacy, and he thanked everybody for the prayers, and also the family, they went on to say the same thing. But get a load of this. The ultimate decision was supposed to have came down to Nick, because her and Nick supposed to have been husband and wife. And if she dies, they claiming that he would inherit $100 million because, you know what I'm saying, that they married. But now stories is surfacing that Bobby Brown's attorney saying that Bobby Christina and Nick never did get married. So, Tammy, I don't know. What you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was hearing the same thing. You know, at first they said that she was showing some kind of progress, and then they said that the family said that she's still fighting for her life. And then I heard today they had moved her to another type of hospital facility. And like you said, they were saying that she was in that water for too long, and she had suffered a lot of damage. And I also heard that, too, that she and her so-called husband was never married. I also heard this, that the new hospital that they transferred to, now they're saying that the Houstons are arguing with the Browns on which family gets to see her. I read something where they're arguing on who gets to see her, which is kind of crazy because they shouldn't even be doing that at the time. It's like they just can't agree on anything. So it's not looking good, and they shouldn't be arguing, they shouldn't be fighting, they shouldn't be saying, well, who should see who, or who have the right to see. That's crazy.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that there was not enough in depth, what's the word I want to throw out there? I don't want to say progress, because to me it just wasn't no progress. Do you think that they didn't put in enough effort? I just say it like that, enough effort to try to get her help. I mean, because she appears to be somebody who, I want to be respectful in how I word my shit tonight, because at the end of the day, she is loved by her family. But the moral of the story, it just seems like she might have been a little too difficult to be trying to deal with. Then again, who knows? I mean, I always think that for the ones that come off as you know, appear to be too difficult, there is always somebody that can possibly get to them to make them see things. So do you think that the family did not put in enough effort to try to get her counseling in? Because, you know, the thing about it is, people, everybody keeps talking about, oh, she's still dealing with the death of her mother. She was so close to her mother. She just wants to be with her mother. I think that thing is, well, kind of, sort of, she might have been out of control a little bit. And it comes from what she was seeing growing up. I think that she seen her parents, yes, going back to the movie, because you know that's what they said to me, is that the movie, and I'm going to let you answer the question in a minute. But, you know, people talk about she seen the movie, she was upset about the movie, the movie put her in some type of state. Okay, I understand all that. But I do think that I just don't know, because it's such a hard subject to try to psychoanalyze how somebody feels, and also what they're going through. I can't say I know how she feels, because I don't. I mean, I deal with issues, and we all deal with issues, but it's not the issue that she is dealing with as far as losing her mother. But I don't know. Do you think that the family should have tried to do more?
Absolutely, I think they should have did more, because you know what? We don't even know how long she grieved, you know, because shortly after her mother passed, you know, they had interviewed her, and she said she was fine. She was taking it one day at a time. And then when the movie aired about Whitney Houston, and Bobby did that interview right after, he was saying that, you know, she had her good days and she had her bad days. So I don't think she fully recovered. You know, if he's saying that she had good days and bad days, they should have got some kind of help for her. We don't even know if she saw a shrink to help her get over the loss of her mother. There was nothing like that. And, you know, young people always think they're so resilient, that they're really tough, you know, inside and out, but they're really not, especially when you lose a parent, someone that you were so close with. I don't think they did enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very sad ending to what these people, I just say the legacy of Whitney Houston. Like I said last night, throughout Whitney's career, you know, and maybe not throughout her career, I say maybe the middle part of her career, from what I would be able to understand, because I was young, you feel me, when Whitney came out. And so, therefore, I can only go by from the time that I seen her when I first discovered Whitney Houston when I was little. And then watching her, I guess, growing up and just watching her, you know, and watching her career. To me, I would say middle part because of the age-wise or whatever. But like I said, I felt back then that with all the drugs and stuff that Whitney was doing, it was just going to be a matter of time, you know what I'm saying, before we would hear about a drug overdose. And when it happened, it's like it was such a fucking shock. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's like, damn, did that really happen? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once we got past the badness of things, seeing Whitney not being able to sing her song, you know, the massive weight loss, you know, because she wasn't big as a beanpole, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't,
right.
if that make any sense. She wasn't that big. She was always a slender woman. So to see her look like one of those children from Africa, forgive me, people, she did. Y'all remember that shit? I ain't the only one. And she was looking crazy. And I was thinking, okay, now, you know, once she came back and started making music again, I'm like, damn, all right. Okay, Whitney done survive. Woo! You know, she done died, she done. And then shortly after, it seemed like she was getting herself together. Boom. Death.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's terrible.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I was going to say that I also heard some other reports where she was also with a friend who just got arrested for drug possession, and her so-called husband, they went checking in his car, and they found substance drug substance in his car, cocaine. So, like you said, all that drug activity, like you said, a lot of that probably influenced her because she was growing up because, you know, allegedly with Whitney, with her drug problem, and you know, it was all around her. So, like you were saying, it was just a matter of time where she was just going to gradually follow in the same path.
And, you know, other speculations have been that, you know, when the police came back out to the house, they did a second search of the house. And the first search, they didn't find any drugs. The second search, they found some drugs. So I got questions. I really do, because I'm trying to fucking figure out, like, okay, she called Nick. They was having, you know, issues with each other. And you know what? I don't like him. He looks like the fucking devil to me. Like, he looked like he's just one of those type of motherfuckers that's just in it to win it. Like, he has a look that I'm always up to something, that I can't be trusted. Like, I just never, you know how you just look at somebody and you like, I don't like their ass. Or you watch how they do and you don't like how they character come off. He's one of those people that when I watched him on the damn show, I didn't like him. I didn't like him on the little, you know, reality show, the Houstons or whatever it was. I didn't like him. Because it seemed like he was one of those people that everything is about him. And then he seemed like he's secretive as hell. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if he come out the closet a couple years down the line, because he strikes me as that type of person. I'm just saying, don't shoot me, I'm just a fucking messenger. But at the end of the day, I just don't like him. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, okay, she called him. If there was no drugs involved, I'm wondering if they're going to do an autopsy. That's what
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they're going to do an autopsy. They're going to do a toxicology report. They're going to do all of that.
So, you know, like I said, I'm trying to figure out, like, what happened? How long was she home by herself before she made the phone call to Nick? How long after she made the phone call was she in the bathtub? Did she just go jump in the damn bathtub and say, fuck it, I'm finna end my life? I mean, I got answers. I got questions.
Yeah, well, you know, according to the report, they said that she was in the house by herself, and Nick came home and found her. He came in there, he found her in the tub with her face in the water.
Yeah, but they said she called him. There was other reports that came in and she called him and told him that she was about to do something, and that him and a friend rushed home and they found her in the bathtub.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, a lot of shit is not adding up here. And then they're talking about the police is looking to try to charge this nigga with murder. I mean, like, again, I must say, people, there is all this stuff is hitting the fucking blogs. I don't know. But what we are trying to figure out is what is the fate of Bobby Christina? Do you see this situation having a good ending to it? Because, you know, everybody, oh, I'm a solicitor, the prayer warriors, oh, we got God is good, God has the last say-so. Yes, he do. But I'm going to tell y'all something, people, about y'all prayers and shit. Just like for me tomorrow, and I ain't trying to be funny, I'm a realist, riding this motherfucker. If I go tomorrow and have this surgery and I down that goddamn operating table, it was meant for me to leave here. And all the prayers, you know what I'm saying, let's just say something tragically happens and y'all start praying, that don't mean that that's going to bring me back. It does not mean, and I know that might sound a little cold, but it's just the fucking truth. It's the truth. And at this point, you know, unless a miracle happens, I don't see no good outcome to this. I really don't. It is sad to say. I'm sorry. I'm no disrespect to the family. I just think that the family should have been more involved with her, you know what I'm saying, getting her counseling. And let me tell you something, people. Counseling ain't some shit that you go to for a couple months, a couple weeks. Some people, if you look at Lifetime Movie Network, I live over there. I'm sorry. But, and then I do research on things too sometimes. But everybody knows it doesn't take a rocket science to know that sometimes counseling takes fucking years. How some people, they don't get over situations that easily. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I always tell people, that's why you got a lot of folks that go out here and kill themselves because they do not know how to fucking cope with shit. So they take the easy way out. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't know what to really say. I don't have a lot to damn say with this. I'm just, you know, hoping for the best. And it just seemed like ever since the shit hit the fan about Whitney being on drugs, that family has just went downhill.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we finish up this show, take us to our new joint of the night. And people, we'll be back to discuss a little bit more, to give y'all, you know what I'm saying, the our remaining thoughts of what we think is going to happen. And if you feel like you want to call in, please do, 347-327-9526. If you don't, you always can archive the show later on at blogtalkradio.com/Miss Kane Promotion. Tammy?
All right. Well, this is the new joint of the night. This is TK and Cash, and this is My Right.
My mind right. I had to leave that hoe alone to get my mind right. I had to leave that hoe alone to get my mind right. Yeah. I had to leave that hoe alone to get my mind right. I had to come up on a check to get my mind right. Yeah. I had to get my mind right. Bankroll chasing me. At the top, that's where I'm gonna be. Cause these niggas ain't stopping me. I went overseas for the first time and got hella straight. I can't go back to what I used to do. I can't hesitate. Stay all out my business. My whole team trying to get it. Young niggas trying to ball like Pippen. Gotta know I'm out here living. I wanna be just like Diddy. You cannot come and judge me. My whole team depend on me. They'll go all the way from me. I had to leave that hole alone to get my mind right. See that trying to get my mind right. The jet wash away my feelings, trying to get my mind right. Hey, look, pressure keep building to the ceiling, but I had to bust fight. Nigga, had to get to it. Young nigga had to prove it. Came up, nigga, from the sewage. Bottom, had to get it out the mud.
TK and Cash, mind right. 6 minutes left remaining in the show. I see we got quite a few people on the phone lines. If, again, if you want to make a comment about the fate of Bobby Christina, the call-in number is 347-327-9526.
And shout out to the listeners. Shout out to y'all. But, again, like I said, people, it's a sad situation. I wonder how Bobby Brown is feeling. Do you feel like he has done his part as a father of being in her life like he's supposed to be? Do you think that, Tammy?
You know, I think he tried to be a part of her life, but, you know, I just think there was a lot of issues with the Houston family because you saw how he was treated at the funeral of Whitney Houston. They only wanted him to sit up in the front, and his other children, they wanted them to sit in the back. And he was like, forget this. I'm not going to cause a scene, you know. I'm just, if my family, the rest of my kids can't sit with me, I'm leaving. You know, and there was a lot of accusations. Go ahead, Ms. Kane.
Oh, I didn't want Chris Brown. You can see him.
Yeah, and there was a lot of accusation about how, you know, that Bobby was the cause of Whitney's drug problem. So there was a lot of some hatred towards him about that as well. So I'm pretty sure, I mean, he says that his relationship with Bobby Christina is good. But we don't even know really the whole deal because there was a lot of tension between his, you know, with the Houston family and the whole situation with Whitney.
I don't see, you know, and we might run into overtime people. We might. I might go ahead and do that for y'all tonight. But I don't think that the relationship between him and Christina was a strain because even on the reality show that they had, you could clearly see that the relationship between him and her was not peaches and cream. Like, she faults him for something. And I really feel like people... when somebody dies, you can't reach back out and say, hey, oh, let me show you I love you. Or, hey, I forgot to tell you, you know, how I really feel. You just can't. You have to do things in the time frame that you are given when someone is alive. And I don't think that Bobby Brown has put forth a whole bunch of effort. And let me tell you something. It's not to even go against him. It's just that sometimes, you know what I'm saying, we do have to let relationship kind of mend itself. And I don't know if he was giving Bobby Christina, you know what I'm saying, time enough to try to mend her feelings the way that she felt about him and whatever has went on between the two of them. I mainly think that it's because it might have been because of how she might have seen him do her mother. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Right,
so,
right.
You know, there's possibly that reason for tension. All I can say now is I'm glad that he is by her side. And can somebody please tell me, why the fuck is Tyler Perry at the girl bedside? Tyler Perry, you got too much shit to be trying to be concerned about motherfucking doing instead of being over there by the Christina bedside. Who is he? Is he the goddaddy? Who that is?
Well, you know, he was the one that paid for, from what I heard, he was the one that paid for the when they got, you know, when Whitney passed into Beverly Hilton, he was the one that paid for her body to be flown back to Newark. He paid for all that, for the plane, for all the expenses to take her body back to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that did all of that. So I don't know if he and Sissy got together, because I know he was also friends with Dionne Warwick, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to refrain from what I want to say because I might have to fuck around with Tyler Perry later on down in life. You know, he might, you know, blow a bitch up around here. I don't know. So I ain't going to say that. Hey, Tyler. But so I don't, you know, people, I don't want to drag on too much about this story, you know what I'm saying? But it's just shocking, and it's just sad. I mean, I don't really know what to fucking say. I just hope that the family be able to start trying to go get some help, and for the ones that still got problems and shit lingering on or whatever, they need to all get together and work it out. But I think the main problem was with Chrissy. I really do. And I just, oh, my God, I just don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what to say because it's just, it's baffling right now. It really is very baffling to the point of, like, damn, what is it to say? In a way you feel sympathetic for her, and in a way you don't. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't. I mean, and I'm just saying for the ones that don't because they're like, well, she was out of control. You know, we in the media. We see every fucking thing that people be posting. And I ain't going to say everything but the majority of stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. We live in a world now where you can't even be who the fuck you want to be because people have a way of just tearing your ass down. You can't be this type of way, they gonna talk about you. You can't be that type of way, they gonna talk about you. Oh, she's not articulate enough, or she's not classy enough, or she's a thot, or she's a hood rat, or he's this, or he's that. So you know what I'm saying? Some of the things I think that might have been going on with Christina is the backlash that she gets from social media. That could have played a part in it. Everybody want to throw blame, talking about the damn movie. Hell, people was talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Posting little stupid-ass pictures here and there. I mean, you just can't blame the movie and Angela Bassett. She had a chance to be in the movie. And then there was something else they were talking about, Tammy, that Christina had said that, you know, by her being Whitney Houston's daughter, that basically she was able to gain a voice, like her vocals, like her singing and shit. Honey, I heard you sing, honey. I no disrespect, Jesus, but girl, no, ma'am. You did not have your mama's voice, baby. I'm sorry. And I'm going to keep that shit all the way 100 with y'all. And I don't give a fuck who like it. That girl did not have a voice. I mean, she just don't, to me, she just, thank you, Tammy, because I don't want to say nothing else. But y'all know where I'm coming from, goddammit. I don't need to keep talking about it. Y'all know. I watched the show. And when she was, you know, doing her little thing, talking about singing and shit, I'm listening at her, and I'm looking like, damn, you did not catch not even, like, you know, in the movie Players Club when Diamond had knocked Ronnie ass out. You was like, damn, did she even teach the bitch? Damn, did you get a lick of this nigga, this woman's voice? Cause, honey, you sound like your daddy when he was hitting the bottle.
That's so funny. You were saying that because they was she was talking about, Bobby Christina was talking about that she wanted to make some music and get out there and start singing. But, you know,
she don't have the talent for it. Let's be honest. Let's stop putting people on fucking pedestals that don't need to be there, okay? Let's stop doing that. That's what's wrong with us now. We put people on a goddamn pedestal that don't need to be there. Yes, your mama was Queen Bee. Yes, she was. You can't follow in the footsteps of her. I mean, if you had it like that, it would have been discovered a long time ago, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, I ain't trying to turn this show into nothing about bashing Bobby Christina because that's not where I'm going. I'm just saying, you know, personally, me, my own fucking opinion, and opinion is like assholes, everybody got one. I don't feel like she was lyrically as good as her mama. Not even lyrically. I don't feel like she was vocally as good as her mother, nowhere close to it. So, I don't know. Shit, people, pray for them. Pray for the family. I don't know what else to say about it, but I'm going to just keep watch on this story, and hopefully, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what's going to be the outcome. I can't even try to give y'all a prediction. Tammy, what's your closing remarks?
I just hope that, you know, all we can do is just pray for the family, just hopefully some kind of
miracle to come out of this because, you know, she's only 21, and she just, it's just sad that, you know, almost 3 years to the date where, mm-hmm. you know, with her mother and her, the similarities, it's really scary.
I just think that she was lost and she was troubled. And she should have been in counseling. And I don't even know if counseling would have helped, but I'm just going to throw that out there and say maybe if she would have been in counseling, we might have seen a different type of outcome. I wish the best to her family. Like I said, if she does pull through, it will be because it's not her time to leave him. And it is what it is. Tammy, do you have a Whitney Houston song for us to leave the listeners?
Yes, that's the classic from the Bodyguard soundtrack, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
And dedicate that to Christina Brown.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go.
Well, they can hear, you still can hear.
But I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I
All right, that's all we got for y'all people. Appreciate the love and the support, and we'll see y'all back here probably in another month. Good night, co-host. All
right. Good night, Miss Kane. Good night, everyone.
All right, we're going to give Miss Kane, the late Miss Kane, and her wonderful co-host a great big round of applause.
Don't let those other...
This show was a beautiful show, and it seems like Miss Kane was a little bit prepared for what was to come, but I know that she was not expecting it, you know. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, when we go in for surgery, we don't expect not to come out of it, but there are chances that something can go wrong, especially when you're under anesthesia. You know, that's why they have to know your weight and different things. They, you know, you almost have to get a pre-physical before they even give you anesthesia. So, because like I said, I know some horror stories where they've given a patient too much anesthesia and they didn't come out of it. And, you know, it's just so many things that can go wrong during a surgery or a hospital stay period. So with that being said, that was a beautiful show. And Miss Kane, you're truly missed. You're gone, but you'll never be forgotten. There'll always be a place in my heart for you. And I love you, and I know that you love me because you told me. So with that being said, everybody have a wonderful weekend. You know, let your loved ones know you love them. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up next week, but Valentine's Day is every day of the year. Anytime you are with someone, Valentine's Day is every day of the year. You don't have to wait until February the 14th to give someone flowers or candy. Give it to them just because, you know, because tomorrow's not promised to anyone. I don't know if I'll be over there on Erotic Talk Radio tomorrow. I really have to speak with the host over there because she was doing it every other week. So if so, you know where to find me tomorrow at 9 p.m., on Erotic Talk Radio. And you guys know that I'm an author, poet, ghostwriter, a multitude of things that I do. And you can visit my website, which is jjpublishing.com. That's jayjaypublishing.com. For any of my books, my latest book, Back to Zero, please get that book. Any of my books are really good, so go to my website and pick that book up. Also, just published a young lady's book, Tracy Hall. I'll be putting that in my bookstore soon. But if you like, you can go to her page and order that from Financial Planning, Tracy Hall, at webs.com. She wrote a book about financial planning, which is a very good book. And I even learned some things reading the book myself, so I'm quite sure it's the book that's written for the common people. And the title is Financial Planning and Life Lessons for the Common Person. And the book was generally written for people with, you know, financial difficulties, you know, and problems that they didn't know how to solve. And it's all really basically about how Tracy's personal financial failures and financial difficulties, she saw a way out of it and how to deal with them and got back on track. And she put that information in the book. So you can go to her website and purchase that book. It will be on my website soon. You can purchase it there. With that being said, everybody have a beautiful weekend. If you're drinking, don't drive. If you're driving, don't drink. Remember, never look down on a man unless you're helping him up. And if you're doing anything for the homeless people, please look out for them, you know, because it's been some bitter, cold nights. With that being said, everybody, good night. Love you guys. And thanks for stopping by tonight.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.